90-year-old Ruth Kane was born in 1925 to a young unwed mother in Central California. She was placed in the care of a close-knit farming community for the first 7 years of her life before returning to live with her biological family. Her great-granddaughter, Melissa, brought her to StoryCorps, where Ruth told her about some special messages she received as a child.
So I wanted to bring you here because I only get to see you about once a year or so. And I felt like you had a lot of stories to share because in my whole life, I don't think I've ever heard the same story twice from you. So do you have a favorite story from your childhood?
My favorite story?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I had a little brother, foster brother. Someone had left him as well as my mother, having left me. And we were the best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we played together. And his name was Bobby. And one day, he was sick. And I wanted to go and see him. And my foster mother said, no, you can't. He's very sick. And I said, oh, but we've had a quarrel. I have to apologize. I was so nasty to him. And so they let me come to the door and just say, I'm sorry, Bobby. And the room was very dark. And he said, that's okay. But he had blacktheria, which at that time was epidemic in the country, and they didn't have anything to deal with it. And he died the next day. Well, this was very traumatic for me, and I couldn't sleep. And they did everything, you know, to put my bed by their bed. And one afternoon, it was like I was led to go and look at the sun setting over the vineyards. And it was as though a voice was telling me, see how the sun sets. And I said, okay, I see how the sun sets. And the next morning, I was told to get out of bed, and everybody else was in bed. And I was supposed to go out into the fields all by myself, and I wasn't 6 years old yet, and watch the sun coming up. And the message was, see how the sun comes up? That's how it is with Bobby. He's gone, but he'll come up again.
Oh, what a fantastic story.
And so from then on, I was able to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my favorite story, how I knew that there was more in life than we knew, mm-hmm. than we know.
Yeah.
And that there was love and vision and guidance beyond our perceptions.
Wow. So would you say that was like a first spiritual experience for you?
Yes, and it was you know, my lifelong base is knowing that whatever is questionable in my mind, there's a larger, caring spirit that will provide answers if I develop my awareness to be aware.
That's so inspiring to me. I feel like I try to live my life like that because of you.
That was Melissa Kane talking with her 90-year-old great-grandmother. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps booth.